Roland Martin. What's happening?
Good morning, everybody. What up? What up? Skippy.
Ain't nothing happening, but man, what's going on with you?
All good here. About to get the starting point as soon as I get done. Talking to Pastor Marvin Winans. He joins us this morning. Pastor Winans, you've been in the news a little bit lately. Father's Day is coming up. And, you know, I got to ask, you know, that's the one thing that everybody's talking about. My goodness, you know, we got young brothers across the country. They carjacking preachers. They doing all kind of stuff. You know, what can we do? You look at Chicago, 8 people killed, 40 shot over the last weekend. What can we do to really confront what is happening with our children and our families leading to this Father's Day?
Well, if we really notice what has happened, there is enough blame to put around. But what is happening in America, when we look at even what has happened to Pastor Creflo Dollar, you can't tell me to be a father and then govern how I chastise my children. I think one of the reasons, as a matter of fact, I know one of the reasons that the Winans turned out the way we turned out is certainly not because we were angels, but because we had a father that would tan our hides and didn't play.
Right.
And so I think it is the absence of fathers. Yesterday I was in, you know, court with the situation that I experienced with the carjacking, and I'm just looking at lost brothers because they didn't have a father. And the fathers that they do have don't really take to heart what it is they're supposed to be doing.
So on that point, let me ask you this, because I've challenged pastors across the country. I said, and sisters that got mad at me when I wrote this on Essence about 4 years ago, I said, pastors should not dedicate a single baby until they take the opportunity to at least make the attempt to talk to that father, pull him in and have a conversation with him and the mother, because you're going to have that conversation today or 18 years from now.
I agree. And when we move away from those principles that made us great as a people, we can't expect to thumb our noses up at those age-proven principles and then have the same turnout. I mean, it is not an option. I can't understand what is going on. You know, when you tell me that when I tell my child no, they have a right to tell me they're going to do what they're going to do?
Well, no, it's not.
The state ought to be feeding them.
Pastor, what do you see as the, if there is somebody who is at a crossroads with their child, a man who is at a crossroads now, what is the first step? How do people get started in the rapprochement, in getting back to
I need to understand what you mean by crossroads. I think that what has happened is that we've given our children rights that they haven't earned.
Thank you.
If there is a child that, if the father hasn't been there, then we have to address that. We have to make him prevalent and present in the life of that child. I think that we've become so free with our sexual behavior. We have life, without commitment, that it's just a matter of us doing what makes us feel good, and we don't realize the consequences that come about with that. And
Pastor
so
Winans,
I think that there is a whole teaching that needs to happen, but more so we need to stop throwing up our hands as if Pandora can't get back in that box. She can
Pastor
get
Winans,
back in the box.
I know you, I got about 90 seconds left, and you have a new CD that's out. Let us play a little bit of it and then tell us about it.
Some of you need to close your eyes right now. Talk to the Lord and tell, I see you.
CD is Marvin Winans Presents, a praise and worship experience. You back in the game.
Well, I never really left.
I
know he didn't leave, but you've been on the bench a little bit.
I've been on the bench.
That's what I'm saying. You went to the front office. Now you back in the game.
It was a wonderful time. I never stopped writing, and so this is a compilation of songs that I've written, songs that I've heard, and we got a bunch of friends from Mary, Erica, and Tina. We have Paul Morton, Donnie McClurkin, Marvin Sapp, Don Mullen.
Mom Winans.
Oh, nice.
So it's going to be released the 26th on Marvin and Winans Production.
And what's the name of the CD called?
The CD is the Pastor Marvin Winans Presents, the Praise and Worship Experience.
Well, Pastor, you came off the bench. You hit a 3-point. As a matter of fact, that's an and one.
Hey, I may get some static, but I'm hoping that the Oklahoma City pull it off.
Oh, listen to that.
See? Wow. I was about to say you going hard to the rim like LeBron.
Durant pulls it off.
All right.
Pastor Marvin Winans, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
All right, and thank you, Roland Martin. Appreciate you, bro. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Back to starting point, baby. Holla.
All right, buddy. We'll be watching 24.